Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Mindful Health Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Jordan Cardoza, physical therapist. Today, we're going to be going over how to lose weight without exercise, or is exercise required to lose weight? So to start off, I'm going to say no, exercise is not required for everyone to lose weight. It does help. There are a lot of benefits, which we'll get into, but you don't necessarily have to exercise to lose weight. The main thing that you're going to be looking for is calories in, calories out. Am I burning more calories than I take in? And if you are so, whether you are exercising or not, you're going to lose weight. So you don't necessarily need to. It will help out for several reasons, and I do recommend it for everyone. One, it's just going to help you feel better. You're going to get stronger. A body that you're, when you're moving around and constantly staying in motion, you tend to feel better. And when you do that, you're going to be tending to exercise more and things like that. It's great for your mental health and everything else. So I definitely recommend everyone exercise, even if that's just a 30-minute walk in the evenings every day, something like that. That is plenty. That's going to be getting you to where you need to go. The main thing that you're going to be needing, though, is the diet aspect of it. Now, exercising can help if you gain muscle, right? Because the more muscle we have, the higher kind of basal metabolic rate we're going to have. So we're going to basically gonna burn more calories at rest if we have more muscle in our body. And then we also have to consider some ways that you can use exercise or kind of non-exercise to help with weight loss as well. And that's kind of being mindful about your daily movements or your daily activities. So for example, there is something called NEAT, which is non-exercise activity thermogenesis. And basically what this says is everything that's not exercise that you do throughout the day that helps you lose weight or that helps you burn calories, I mean. So for example, walking, cleaning, basically anytime you're doing anything that is not just resting, that's going to be considered some of your NEAT. So ways that you can increase that are, say, parking farther away from the store when you go to the grocery store. Maybe choose to walk places necessarily instead of driving everywhere. Different things like that. Stand up for if you're working at your desk or something like that. All those little things add up, can burn to a little extra calories burned each day comparatively to if you didn't make those kind of mindful choices. So those are some things that can definitely help out. When you are trying to lose weight without any exercise or even with exercise, like I mentioned before, calories in and calories out is ideal. What I would recommend is what I got and what I actually tested on my YouTube channel, which I'll put a link in below. Basically taking your goal body weight within reason, which we'll talk about, and multiplying that times 12. And whatever number that comes out to be, that is going to be the calories that you're going to be consuming each day, or at least that you're going to be striving to consume each day to get down to that goal body weight. So say you weighed 170, you wanted to get down to 160, then we'd use 160 times 12, calculate that out, and that would be our calories that we're consuming each day, whether we exercise or not. So if you add exercise to it, right, you're going to be burning a little bit more calories, but overall, it's going to be the same amount each time. If you're not planning on exercising at all, maybe multiply that number times 11 instead of times 12. I did it times 12 with my normal activity and exercise, and it worked great for me to lose weight, which you guys will see in the YouTube video that I'll link below. But overall, that's kind of the easiest way that you can do it. I even show in that video that you can eat kind of whatever you want as long as it fits your calories. I would recommend everyone eat a lot of fruits, a lot of vegetables. There are you could eat a ton of fruit, and that'll kind of fill you up and give you a lot of nutrition, and it's not hardly any calories compared to other foods. Foods that are higher in fat aren't bad for you, but they do have, you typically have higher calorie content, so that's just something you want to be aware of. So I always recommend definitely eat a lot of fruits, a lot of veggies. I still ate meat and everything, but just be conscious about your choices. So for example, if I was going out to dinner that night, I would hardly or eat much less during the day so that I had a lot more calories that I could use at dinner time so that I can enjoy myself while at a dinner. So you can eat whatever you want. Just make sure that you're being mindful of those choices because they may cause you to have to lower your calories at certain meals or others. So highly nutritious, nutritional dense food is definitely ideal, but you can do it without it. But overall, I think that's the easiest way to lose weight, just by counting those calories in, calories out. Exercise always helps out. It's always beneficial, but it's not necessarily required. Some other things just to mention is that you do want to kind of track your progress. When I tracked daily, but the key is here is just track daily so you can get a trend. I plotted it on a graph so that you could really see the trend of your losing weight, because you are going to have days where you fluctuate. One day you've gained weight, one day you've lost weight, one day you stayed the same. You don't want to look at the daily fluctuations. You do want to use that so you can have a lot of data points to track, but overall you're looking at, like, each week, how much did I lose? Losing weight isn't a day-to-day thing. It's accumulative. So if I had, I overate on one day, underate on another day, at the end of the week, as long as I've hit kind of my calorie goals, then you are good to go. So for example, if I typically sometimes will fast 24 hours in a week, just that one day. So maybe I take how many calories I need for the whole week, multiply that out time, or divide that out by six instead of seven, since I'm cutting a day out, and now I can eat those calories. As long as I have an overall negative, you're going to be losing weight week by week. But you want to make sure you track those data points each day after you've used the bathroom. First thing when you woke up in the morning, no water, no food. And you want to do that the same kind of way every time so that everything is equal. You can shed pounds or just by not having food in your system or sweating a lot. You can drink some water and eat food and the weight can go up. So it's important that you weigh yourself each time at the same time so that everything is continuous and that you have good data points to follow. Overall, guys, I think that's about it. Exercise is ideal, but not needed. Multiply that goal body weight, as long as it's within reason, by 12, and that'll be your calories. If you have a large goal, maybe start it in increments, right? Make it a 10-pound goal. Once you hit that goal, go make another goal of 10 pounds and just keep adjusting your calories that way is what I recommend with it. Have fun and don't get discouraged at fluctuations. And make sure to check out that YouTube channel about my experience doing this. It'll be linked below along with any other links that we talk about. Thank you guys for following and thank you guys for listening all this way. If you guys would subscribe, I would really appreciate it, and we'll see you next time.